Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Today, I want to talk about why mentors matter. Mentoring matters to me, and it's something that I feel is needed now more than ever, especially when we see all of the things that are currently going on in our world. And I feel like mentoring is still something that is very much beneficial. I feel that mentoring is something that definitely still makes a positive impact in the lives of those who take advantage of it. I feel like mentoring not only is beneficial for youth, mentoring is beneficial for adults who are just trying to figure out how to successfully navigate life. Mentoring is also beneficial if you are experiencing some career needs. I have found that even in many workplaces, they're starting to assign mentors to new employees to help them successfully onboard and navigate a new work environment. And it's no secret that when I was a young person growing up in a single parent home, I was a person that was fortunate and blessed to receive some mentoring. I remember teachers and volunteers stopping by schools and just taking time to encourage those of us that were deemed at-risk youth. Now, believe it or not, I was deemed an at-risk youth, and it was mainly because I was growing up in a single-parent home, I believe, and then there's no telling what else the school had labeled and profiled me as, but as I look back, I think it probably was mainly because I was growing up in a single-parent home. And at the time, I did not realize that I was receiving mentoring. But looking back, I'm so thankful and grateful for those programs that I guess teachers were just voluntarily signing me up for. And a lot of times when you think about mentors, a lot of times when teachers are looking for folks to nominate to participate in mentoring programs, it's usually people that teachers feel are good students or students with some sort of potential, and that teacher wants to make sure that that potential is nurtured so that that student doesn't end up self-destructing or making decisions that will cause them to not manifest and evolve and grow into the person that the teacher see in them. And that's one of the beautiful things about having a mentor. A lot of times they can see the things inside of us that we can't see about ourselves. And when they see that special thing about us, you know, they get involved and they some kind of way feel responsible, and they take the initiative to show the care and the concern to nurture whatever that special thing is inside of us to grow. So I've had a number of mentors and teachers that took the time to talk to me, encourage me, and just ask me the simple question, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? Or they would tell me, you are so smart, Keeler. You write so well. And they would just let me know about the good things and the treasure that they noticed inside of me. And, you know, that feels really good to know when someone noticed something about you, a special gift, a special talent. And I admit it has a way of causing you to be very, very selective in who you connect with and being very intentional about making healthy decisions as a young person. And looking back, I'm so thankful for all of the mentors that I have had in school, family, friends, religious folks, folks in the workplace, you know, various supervisors and bosses. I have been so blessed to have experienced the power of having an outstanding mentor. And I just believe in it. And now I am paying it forward in being a mentor to those who feel like they need one or they feel like a connection with me, I have no problem doing it because I realize the power of it. And a lot of times people just need to be mentored away from a bad thought, a bad decision, or a life that is unfulfilling, and a life that a person really don't want to end up experiencing. Get a good mentor. So I believe mentoring matters. And having a mentor is not a sign of weakness. And I want people to realize it's not a sign of weakness, because sometime among today's youth, they think it's something that's weak, but it's actually not something that is weak. It shows that you're smart enough and are driven enough to succeed. And I'm here to tell you, if you want to change your situation, your circumstances, your life in any kind of way for the better, mentors, getting a good mentor is the way to do that. So today I want to talk to you about 7 reasons why mentors matter. Because sometimes we don't really hear a whole lot about mentors anymore. And I just want to remind us, especially those that are listening, you know, I want this information to maybe challenge you to get a mentor, to take your life, your business, or whatever it is, to the next level. And if you are a young person, you know, I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Consider getting a mentor, a good mentor, so that you can take your life to the next level, because it has certainly made a great impact on my life. The first reason why you should consider getting a mentor is mentors provide information and knowledge. And a lot of times when we are young and inexperienced or new to a particular situation, we have no idea what to do, how to do something, you know, whether it's how to have a successful marriage, how to be a great mother, how to run a business, how to be a great leader within the organization that you work for. A lot of times you need a mentor, especially like if you have been promoted to a level of leadership that you've never experienced before or done before. Sometimes you have to get maybe an executive leadership type mentor to help you to successfully do the job so that you're not stressed and making bad decisions. Get you a mentor, whatever phase it is, get a mentor, because the information and the knowledge that they have can save you a whole lot of time and effort. They have the knowledge, they have the information, and information and knowledge is still power. And a lot of times all we need is just some good information and knowledge, and it makes a world of difference. Number 2, mentors can see where we need to improve and where we're in areas that we often cannot see about ourselves. Now, if you are a mentee, I want to let you know that you've got to be open to the fact of receiving constructive feedback from your mentor. And don't get it confused with thinking that your mentor is trying to put you down or make you feel bad. A really good mentor is going to challenge you to improve, because they have a way of seeing more of our faults than we would like to admit about ourselves. And the only way that we can really and truly grow is we've got to acknowledge the faults that we have. So when you experience a mentor being brutally honest with you, you know, and they try to tell you exactly how it is, rather than them trying to downplay any of your weaknesses, receive what they're saying with an open heart and with an open mind. And appreciate a good mentor who's not just trying to pat your ego. No one is going to benefit from someone not being honest with you. No one is going to benefit, especially you, if someone is just trying to stroke your ego, when in fact you need to be told the truth. So you got to be kind of tough as a mentee, because some mentors may be brutally honest, and emphasis on the word brutally. And some of the greatest mentors can be so hard and so tough. But at the end of the day, you've got to realize that they love you. They genuinely care about you. And then once you realize that, don't really get focused on them being brutally honest. Be more focused on what they're saying and consider it. And ask yourself, is it true? Ask others, you know, do you think I'm this way, and see what others have to say. Because I'm here to tell you, when you're in the picture, a lot of times you can't see what's going on with the picture because you're in the picture. But a mentor is someone who stands back and looks at the picture, facing it forward, looking at the picture. They can see everything that you can't see because you are in the picture. So be tough if you're going to be a mentee and then mentor, then just know that it's their job to show you your faults, because those things have to be improved if you want to grow and to be successful. Number three, mentors can find ways to stimulate our personal and professional growth. Now, the thing about a mentor is you want to be careful with mentors that are basically trying to create you in their image. A good mentor won't try to do that. Basically, they're trying to give you an opportunity to create yourself. And you want mentors who basically don't always try to tell you what to do. They will ask you questions on what you think about this perspective, or what do you think you should do? Or they'll ask questions that'll cause you to go home and think about them so that you can talk about the answers to those questions later on. The main thing is that you want to stimulate your own personal and professional growth. That's what mentors are there to do. Now, the danger is sometimes I see mentors are trying to create proteges that are basically exactly the way that they are. And, you know, you may feel like there's nothing wrong with that, but I really feel like the mentee should be developing personally and professionally into their own image of their own selves, instead of being a mini version of their mentor. Sometimes that can be an issue. You know, we all are called for individuals' assignments and callings in life. And as a mentor, you just be careful about creating a mini you. Let that mentee develop into their own unique person. Number four is mentors offer encouragement, and they help keep us going. Oh my goodness. I feel that this is something that is such a great benefit of having a mentor, because a lot of times people don't realize that a mentee may be down or discouraged or whatever, but a good mentor will say encouraging things and help us to keep going, because just trying to be successful and trying to create a better life for yourself, it is no easy task. And a good mentor knows just when to encourage us, just when to say that right thing that gives us that energy to keep going. Oprah once stated that a mentor is someone who allows us to see hope inside of ourselves. And there is something beautiful when hope comes alive, when hope is refueled and regenerated. And that's what a good mentor will do. They will cause us to get on fire again, to see that special thing inside of us that'll cause us to believe that we can achieve and change our circumstance. And basically to get back up and to dust ourselves off. Mentors have a way of encouraging us to get up and get back in the fight. They are basically good cheerleaders for us. And which is a lot of times what we need. The world is filled with so much negativity. Every now and then, everybody needs a cheerleader every now and then. And so when you have a mentor that knows how to encourage you, that's a wonderful thing. Because there are some mentors, they never encourage. They just only point out faults and just complain and telling you what you're not doing. But you want to, as a mentor and a mentee, realize that there should be some encouraging going on and some cheerleading going on. Now, on the other hand, mentors are disciplinarians that create necessary boundaries that we cannot set for ourselves. In other words, sometimes they'll give us tough love and call us out on some things when we're not on our job, so to speak, or if we're slipping and sliding, making the wrong decisions. A good mentor will not only encourage us to keep going, but they are going to be good disciplinarians and giving us that tough love that we need as well. So if it happens to you that you get some tough love from your mentor, don't take it personal. And then if you are a mentor, realize that you cannot just be doing all encouragement and all of that. There may be times when you will have to use some tough love with your mentee. Number five, mentors are trusted advisors. emphasis on the word trusted. You know, as a mentor, we have to be careful to be able to make sure we keep everything confidential, because there are times when you're mentoring someone that the conversation, you know, can turn pretty personal, and a person, the mentee, may open up to you and begin to share, you know, things about their life that you perhaps may be shocked to know or didn't even realize that they were dealing with. And when someone opens up to you as a mentor, we should be have enough integrity to not violate someone's confidence. And so you want to be able to keep everything confidential, and vice versa with a mentee. You know, there are going to be times when your mentor may open up to you about certain things, or you may learn or observe certain things about your mentor. You know, there is a level of confidentiality that should exist there. So always respect that as well. And if you feel you want to share something about each other, always get permission first. Number six, mentors have the experiences you can learn from to prevent making the same mistakes that they made. And oh my goodness, that is one of the biggest things about a mentor. They will save you from some devastation, the devastating effects of not knowing something, and they can help you skip forward, because they have already maybe perhaps experienced some things, and they know that you know, you don't really have to go that route. Here's a better route and a more efficient or faster route to get to where you're trying to go. And so a lot of times when, you know, we have children or whatever, we're trying to share our experiences to prevent them from making mistakes. And sometimes, you know, no matter how good of a mentor or parent you are, sometimes it's just inevitable that that person, that child, may still go and decide to do the opposite of what you've advised them. But nonetheless, you're going to just offer encouragement, make them, hold them accountable, and help them to get back in the game. But if a mentor has been there, done that, listen to them. If you are a mentee, it will save you time and devastating effects of not knowing. Then number seven, mentors are free. Mentors are free, which makes them priceless in more ways than one. You know, we live in a day and time now where there are so many like coaches, life coaches, coaches for this, coaches for that. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't, and most of those coaching programs and people that are doing coaching, they cost money. But I am a big proponent of mentors, because mentors are typically free. And just because they are free, it doesn't mean that they don't have as much value as a paid coach. Mentors are priceless because you're able to access what they know, their resources, perhaps even their sphere of influence for free. And so if you think that you have to have money to go get a coach or something where you have to pay, you don't always have to do that, because, you know, some people don't have the money, especially if you are a young person and you're interested in getting some mentoring. Seek out a mentor, because in most cases they are free and they have valuable experience and knowledge and what have you. You know, a mentor is not going to be doing it for the money. You know, instead, they are driven by the satisfaction of helping another person, another young person, an up and coming young director or CEO or VP or what have you. They're doing it as a way of paying back for all of the mentoring they received, all of the support and help that they received to get them to where they are. And so take advantage of that. You know, those are my seven reasons why you need a mentor, and tips on how to be a great mentor, tips on how to be a great mentee, and basically what the value of a mentor is, a good mentor that is. You know, you want to know the difference between a mentor and, as someone phrased it, a mechanic. You know, you want to make sure you get the right mentor and not a mechanic. A mechanic is a person that fixes that one problem, whereas a mentor, they know how to coach you to a point where your life is changed for the better in multiple ways. I feel so fortunate enough to have had the experience the benefit of having a mentor in my life, because it has positioned me to be where I am now. Everything that I have in my possession right now is a result of what I visualize and imagine for myself, and then connecting with people. I wasn't even actively seeking a mentor. It was just teachers recommending me for all these mentoring programs and mentoring opportunities, you know, to experience it. And it basically helped me to see life in a different way. It helped me to realize that I could change my life for the better, despite being raised in a single parent home, you know, just by being mentored and having the knowledge and wisdom of how to make better decisions, how to skip steps that were going to delay me, and how to avoid the devastation of making this bad decision because I didn't have the knowledge. And so I feel so fortunate, and therefore that is why I felt compelled to do today's podcast on mentoring, and you know, and how it matters, and the need for more of it. And there are so many positive statistics out there when you research of the positive impact of mentoring. And so return the favor to those that are in need. Look for someone that you can mentor for free to help them get to the next level. This is Keeler Bryson, and you have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't done so yet, go and rate and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment. And thank you for listening.